Hello. Welcome to today's program of Everyday English. My intention in this program is to anticipate a future discussion of three expressions. And these expressions mean almost the same thing. They are
even less,
much less, still less.
Even less, much less, still less. Before I introduce discussion of these three expressions, I would like us to go back to our earlier expression,
let alone,
which occupied our attention in a previous program. The reason behind this decision is, as you will realize, the expression
let alone
is related in meaning to our three expressions
even less, much less, and still less.
As we noted in our earlier discussion, the idiomatic expression
let alone
is used when the speaker is presented with two possible or alternative situations. The first of these is expressed by a sentence containing the negative form not or a negative idea. For example,
we do not have enough money to pay our children's school fees.
That's a possible first situation. The sentence is in the negative. The second of the two situations is always introduced by let alone. For example,
let alone offer to pay for the living expenses of a cousin's children.
And this second situation, introduced by let alone, is presumed to be unacceptable, possibly because it would cause an inconvenience or because it is impossible as a situation. Joining two sentences or the two sentences, we get,
we do not have enough money to pay our children's school fees, let alone offer to pay for the living expenses of a cousin's children.
There is an important point we did not add in our earlier discussion, and that is this. The sentence expressing the first situation should be negative, generally represented by the word not. But a negative idea need not contain the word not in English. Here's an example.
She is too shy to talk to a stranger.
Another way of expressing the same idea is,
she is so shy that she will not talk to a stranger.
Or,
she is not confident enough to talk to a stranger.
Both alternative phrases contain the word not, which means the word to contains a negative idea. The sentence you're going to hear contains the idiomatic expression let alone. The first part of the sentence is a negative. This negation is not expressed by the word not, but is implied by or hidden in the word to.
She's too shy to talk to a stranger, let alone address a public audience.
She is too shy to talk to a stranger, let alone address a public audience. The first part of the sentence is negative notionally, but it does not contain the word not. The hidden nature of the negation is revealed if we put the sentence slightly differently.
She is so shy that she does not talk to a stranger, let alone address a public audience.
There are a few other words in English which have a hidden meaning of negation. One of them is rarely,
which means not often, I believe.
Yes, that's the meaning of rarely, not often. It contains the negative not.
So the word rarely can introduce a sentence containing let alone. Is that the point you're making?
Precisely. And so we can say,
he rarely attends our meetings, let alone actively contributes to our debates.
And this means,
He does not attend our meetings often, let alone contributes to our debates.
Another word in this category is scarcely. This means rarely, not often.
He scarcely comes to the meetings, let alone claims to understand what goes on there.
Scarcely, rarely, too, not. All express negation and are used with let alone. We have barely introduced the expression much less or still less and even less, let alone explain or discuss their uses. But we've prepared the ground for their smooth introduction, which will be in a future program.
Prof, can I ask a question?
Certainly, by all means, do.
Just a while ago, while referring to the expressions much less, still less, and even less, you used the idiom let alone. The first part did not contain not, or rarely, or too, or scarcely. Instead, you used barely.
Oh, I did I?
Yes, you did. I'm certain you did. You said, we have barely introduced the expressions much less, still less, even less, let alone explain or discuss their uses. Is barely one of those words with a hidden negative idea?
Yes, barely is one of them. And you will forgive me for this minor omission, won't you? Your new list then is not, rarely, scarcely, too, and barely. Is that okay? I hope so. Now, thank you, listeners, for your attention. Have a nice day, and goodbye.